Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. Each week, you can listen to these two witches banter about witchcraft, spell work, current events, intuitive wellness, spirituality, astrology, tarot, and much more. Our goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that informs and centers our listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram for daily updates.
Holy shit, we're back.
I was just looking at you. I was looking at you and you were looking at me. Whoa. Oh my God. What a nice break. Our last episode was posted on December 29th or something?
Yeah, it was for our New Year episode.
Well, happy new year, everybody. We hope that you liked the last episode of 2021. It's been a nice break, if I'm being quite honest. Like, I'm not quite ready for it to end, but also, like, we're both prone to taking breaks from things and then just like letting it drop. And this is something like I don't want us to do that with. So we had to get back on the podcast train. Okay.
For sure. It was a nice break, but also we have both been extremely busy, which is probably why it doesn't feel like a break, because we weren't on vacation. and I'm happy to be back. But January was very busy and still is busy for the both of us. Some things have gone on that we're both very proud of this month. Brooke got a fucking promotion, and things have been going really well for me and with my art, and it's been really good, but we have just been super busy. So one of these days we will take a break and actually go on vacation, but this was us taking a break and working.
Yeah, this was, you know, this was like us taking a break from our fun to go do
our adulting shit.
Yeah, and it sucked, but I mean, it had to happen because there's just a lot going on right now. And the beginning of the year is like so busy for multiple reasons. For this year, like for me this year anyways, it's been busy because I've been trying to find a new psychologist because my old clinic closed, and a new psychiatrist as well. Finding doctors is a pain in the can. Being promoted as a senior is now that takes up a lot of my time. I am the person working until 7 o'clock at night sometimes. And but the thing is that I don't hate it. And that makes me really happy. I don't hate my job. I really like it. And I just enjoy it. So I just really wanted to give that my attention. And I don't know. We've both taken up new hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken up embroidery. If you follow the Instagram, then you may see my new embroidery Instagram, where hopefully I will be eventually doing commissions, but right now I'm just posting ones I'm doing for fun, and it's called witches_get_stitches. And Liz also started something.
I did. Well, I'm not starting an Instagram for it, and I don't know if it'll ever be a part of my creative business. I mean, why not? If somebody wants me to commission them a punch needle piece, that is what I have taken up, was punch needling. and I'm still working on my first piece, and it's looking okay. So I'm going to do a couple more to practice, but who knows, that might be incorporated into my creative business. But it was something that I wanted to do just for fun. Brooke actually inspired me because she started doing embroidery, and I've done embroidery before and I really like it. And I was like, I just want to do something super easy and something creative. Like, I'm being creative and creating all day during the day, but you know, there is like this pressure for it to be good. And for everything I create to be good enough to go on the website or in a gallery or, you know, whatever. And I just wanted to be able to be creative, but not have the pressure of, I have to sell this, or it has to be good enough, you know? Yeah. And I just wanted to relax and have fun, and punch needling is really easy. I didn't have to learn anything great, you know, anything crazy. I could just pick it up and start. I watched like a 2-minute tutorial and I was like, okay, cool. Let me start this. And it was very relaxing. It's a lot of fun. And yeah, but I did start kind of big. I didn't do a little tiny punch needle. It was like, it's like 16 by 20.
The whole ass tiger.
Yeah. It's like this abstract tiger that I'm doing. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
What was I going to say? Shit. What was I gonna say? Oh, in true Liz and Brooke fashion, we both have kind of come to the conclusion that, I mean, we've talked about this before, but that we both are like dealing with adult, like late diagnosed adult ADHD or ADD. And I was on like embroidery talk the other day and found out that like one of the reasons that people love, like people our age love embroidery and love like punch needle and crocheting and knitting is because it's something super repetitive. And you can just zone out. And like, I haven't listened to podcasts for a long time. And I kind of, at first I was like, you know what? I'm not listening because I have to edit one every week. So like, I don't want to listen to anyone talk because I have to listen to myself talk for like an hour to edit properly. But with embroidering, like I can sit and like embroider something and just fucking kick that shit out in like 3 hours when listening to a podcast at the same time, and I feel like I'm busy.
Yeah, so that's something that I'm sure we have tons of listeners that also have ADHD or believe they have ADHD, and my psychiatrist told me, you know, like my brain, when I'm watching TV, you would think that that's entertaining my brain enough. It's not. So like, even when I'm watching TV, I still want to be doing something, which for a long time, I was literally on my phone. So I would be watching TV and be on my phone, and I would end up getting headaches because like, that's too much. That's too much going on for me. But I can punch needle and it's so relaxing while I'm watching TV or embroidering, or you know, like my brain just wants to be doing something while I'm listening to music, watching TV or a podcast. And even when I was in school and I was in a lecture, I was listening to the lecture, but I had to be doodling on my notes paper. Like I have to be doing something else to focus. And it has gotten a little bit better since trying out medication for ADHD, but I just started that. And so I definitely haven't felt the full effects of it yet. But it's just, yeah, it's interesting, how that works and how we end up on these hobbies that are repetitive, but like, it can't be too difficult because I don't have the attention span to follow through with it if it's like super fucking complicated. And that's why I have throughout my entire life had a million hobbies that I start and can't finish. And some of them I take them longer than others. Some of them I'm still interested. Some of them I'm not. And I had 20 half painted paintings in high school because I would paint one halfway through and get bored with it. And I wanted to start a new one. And I could never, like, I had so many unfinished pieces of artwork in high school. And the only reason why some of them got finished is because they were assignments and it was a deadline. So because I am also like very deadline driven. So, yeah, it's just interesting how that works out. Have you ever tried crocheting or knitting? Have you ever done that?
Yes, I know how to knit. I've never crocheted anything, but I learned how to knit in fifth grade. And I remember when I learned, I really love the repetitiveness of like, I still remember, I haven't done it since I was literally like 10 years old, but I still remember you go up and then you pull your thread around and then you go to the other needle and you pull it off and you just transfer shit back and forth. Yeah. And yeah, like I loved it. I really loved it. And this is just like, I literally, so this, the fourth season of Ozark is coming out on Friday and Jackson and I are super excited. Oh, listeners, I just said his name. I haven't said his name yet. I think the last time we were on here, I was still referring to him as my, I don't know what I was referring to him as, but whatever. My boyfriend. I love him. Anyways, we're super excited about Ozark. And because I haven't watched it in 2 years, I literally finished it at the very beginning of the pandemic in 2020. So I can't remember what happens in TV shows if more than a year goes by. I will rewatch the entire show up to the new season. So that's what I've been doing while I've been embroidering. I've been sitting here rewatching all of Ozark. And he's like, there's no way you're going to get through three whole seasons before Friday. And I was like, watch me, because I'm going to sit here and I'm going to embroider while Netflix plays on a loop. And damned if I didn't rewatch all of it in like a week and a half.
Oh yeah. Three seasons. Three seasons can easily be done in a week and a half.
Yeah. Especially if you're not like, you know, watch, like trying to pick up on every single little detail, like,
and you've already seen it, you know? Yeah, for sure.
And yeah, I was very pleased with myself when I finished it. I was just like, guess who's ready for Friday?
That's right. See, my issue is I could love a TV show and I binge watched the whole thing. And let's say it takes a year or two before the next season is out. Even if I was in love with that TV show, I am no longer interested in watching the next season. Like, I literally have no interest.
Does it stress you out to think like, I don't remember what's going on and the new season's going to come out and I'm stressed because I don't know what's happening. I don't remember.
Yeah. And then I just don't watch the next season. So whatever is currently available to me on Netflix with the seasons, I end up watching that. And then more seasons could come out and it could like leave. It could end on this dramatic cliffhanger. That when I finish watching it, I'm like, oh my God, I need the next one. And 2 years later, I don't give a fuck. I'm like,
Yeah. Like
it's been out of sight, out of mind for so long.
Exactly. Why would you, it's just stressful. It's stressful. And I don't know, like, I don't know how some people can pick up a show 3 years after the last season. Like, I don't know how people, like, I watched Game of Thrones after all of it was out. Like, I never had to wait. And I know that people who waited, the people who were the most angry about the show's finale were the people who had waited like 3 years for the last season. And I was just like, I mean, the finale wasn't what I thought it would be. But they're like, no, you don't get it because you waited until all of the show was out to watch it. And I'm like, I don't like bandwagons, bitch. So sorry. I didn't want to hop on the bandwagon.
I have not watched Game of Thrones.
This is my fourth time watching it, and I'm watching it all the way through with Jackson, and he loves it. Like, there's no better feeling than getting someone on the Game of Thrones bandwagon. I love it.
Maybe one day, but it hasn't been, it's not the type of show that, like, typically would pique my interest. But I just know so many people that like it, and that's also not their typical normal type of show. So maybe at some point I will start it, but I haven't.
Liz, I'm telling you, I know you would love it. I know you would love it. Like, if we
live
in the same freaking state, I'd be over at your house every night, like, sit your dirty butt down. We're watching Game of Thrones.
Don't make me wish that I could have that.
I know.
You're gonna make me sad because I want you to come over every night and watch Game of Thrones with me.
I know. I miss when we used to just drive over to your house after we got off work at Cracker Barrel and hang out in your TV room. Yeah. That was so fun.
I know.
Oh man, now we're depressed.
I know. Shit.
Well, shit. Let's see. What other updates do we have? I got new glasses. For those of you watching on YouTube, these are actually my glasses.
Yeah.
So excited because I love these frames so much. If you like these frames yourself, you can go put your prescription in at Sojos Vision. It did take a long time to ship, I will say that, but I can see and it's so nice. And that's like how I know I'm old, because I'm literally over here like, oh my God, guys, I got new glasses. Nobody cares. Like, come on.
They look bomb. They look amazing. So
thank you. I freaking love them.
I've in the month of January alone, I have my artwork hanging in one gallery, which is my first, well, my second, technically my second gallery. I did have my artwork hanging in a gallery when I was in high school, because I had won an art show and then ended up like one or two pieces ended up in a gallery. But currently there's a small gallery that's totally featuring me right now, like just my art and nobody else's, which is really cool. And then next week, so probably actually because this episode will actually air on the day next week that I'm going to be hanging three more pieces in another gallery. And the deal has been made. My artwork has been purchased for a television show. And I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about which show it is right now, but it's like, you know, it's being used in set decoration. And at some point I will be able to say what show it is. I would assume this TV show that's being filmed is not even going to air until 2023. Yeah. Because they're in the middle of filming right now. But that's like one of the coolest things.
That is cool.
Just an opportunity that I'm, you know, this whole month has been opportunities that I never even expected. And I have had a great month, like probably one of the best months that I've had in years. I feel so much better. I decided to take a little more control of my mental health. And in December, I've been seeing a therapist for a while, but I started seeing a psychiatrist. And that journey has been really positive for me so far. And I just feel really good. And I feel like things for the first time in my life are starting to just fall into place. And I've never felt like that before. And it feels amazing because I feel like all I had to do was give up control, which is so hard for me and for most people probably. But yeah, I just feel like things are starting to align in ways that like I would have never even imagined. I would have never expected these things or pursued these things. They're just like opportunities are coming to me and I'm taking them and things are going really well. And I am so happy at where I am right now this year. And I can't even, you know, this time last year, January of 2021, there's zero, like I would have never thought that my life would be what it is right now. In 2020, my life did a 180 totally. And I would have never thought that by the end of 2020, that shit would have happened. And my life has made another 180 over the course of 2021. And it was even better than the one that happened in 2020. And now here we are.
Yeah, here we are, which that also good job segueing into our topic. This episode is going to be about just talking about 2022 and what we really want to, you know, make happen for this show and for ourselves. Because if the last year and a half taught us anything, if the last 2 years have taught us anything, it's that literally like your entire world can change at the drop of a hat. I mean, first of all, the pandemic, you getting divorced, me ending my engagement, you quitting your job and going off on your own trail, like all of this shit is crazy. And so while I want to manifest big things for 2022, I also don't want to have any expectations because we don't know what's going to happen. And I, like, as much as you want to manifest, you know, like that's also part of manifesting, is you cannot expect it to happen because you just have to let it go.
Yes. I feel like that has been a block of my manifestation. Was I was like not letting the reins go on my manifestations. And I was talking to my therapist last week and I was telling her, I was like, I am mad at myself because I cannot create in my head, where would you like to be in 5 years? Where would you like to be in 10 years? What would you like your life to look like? And I was telling her, I feel like a lot of people have this vision, and maybe they don't, but my brain is just like, everybody else has this idea and you don't. And I was like, I have no idea where I'm going to be in 5 years. I mean, I quit my job back in September, and it's only been a handful of months, October, November, December. It's literally been 4 months. And in a 4 month time span, I am not anywhere where I thought I would be or doing. But like the opportunities that have come to me have been really amazing because now I'm almost like, it's not like I'm in a job where you go, there's like a ladder, right? Where you're climbing to get to like CEO or whatever. I don't have that structure anymore. And so I'm like free floating and these opportunities have been coming to me. But she said, why do you think you have to have a 5 to 10 year plan? And I was like, I don't know. I mean, that's just like, we have all, if you attended school in the United States, and I'm sure this is everywhere else, every teacher and career advisor, parent, family member, so where would you like to be in 5 years? And, you know, you kind of get this, if you're like, I don't know, they're like, oh, well, you don't know what you're doing, or you don't know where you're going. And you're like, fuck yeah, I don't know where I'm going. Yeah. Do you know where you're going? I don't think anybody knows where they're going. So she was that was the first time someone has ever challenged. She was like, why do you think you have to have that? And she was like, look at the past 4 months after you quit your job, you are in a totally different space. And it's good. Like you like what you're doing and where you're going, and you didn't plan for this. So I'm challenging myself to not be so hard on myself about not knowing what my life is going to look like in 5 years or 10 years, and being more present, living in my current space, not in the future, not in the past, and just taking opportunities when I see them and continuing to grow. Like, you know, I mean, if you're like, oh, in 10 years, I want to be living in Europe. Like there are things you can do to like get there. Right. But like, you don't have to know, I want this job. I'm going to have this many kids. I'm going to have this many cats and this style, or I don't know. It's just, I was like, oh, it just literally took someone giving me permission to say, you don't have to have that. And I was like, oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, really.
I should, so I challenged that thought in my head, like maybe I don't need a 5 to 10 year vision of what my life will look like, because what are the odds of it ending up being that vision?
Yeah.
You know,
think about when you're a senior in high school and you try to imagine where you're going to be after college, and then you're nowhere near where you thought you're going to be.
Oh my God. There's no way after high school or even after, right after college, that I could even still make a plan. Like, no, there's a lot of, that's just too much of an expectation on anyone of any age, frankly, I think.
It's too much. I also think that it's bullshit how they make you in college even choose a major. And it's like, well, you're free to go back to college if you want and get another degree and spend another few hundred thousand dollars if you decide that your first degree won't let you get a job in the field that you wanted. And it's just like, I don't have time. Like, when I was in college, that's why I decided to go with English, because I was like, as many people told me, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. You're never going to find like a job. You're never going to whatever, or you're only going to be a teacher. I didn't listen. I just went with what I love, which is words and the English language. And I went, like, I just did it and I don't regret it whatsoever. But like, that's a lot of pressure to put on a 20 something. Like,
yeah,
God. Absolutely.
That's why I ended up, I mean, my major changed many a times for many reasons. Sometimes it was me changing my mind, and sometimes the school you attend shuts down and you're forced to change. So, you know, whatever the force is, I ended up going with communication because, and I remember when I first started attending college, I literally heard people making so many jokes about communication majors.
Yep.
But you know what? It's a super flexible degree. Like I don't want to be trapped into one thing, because if I know anything about my hobbies and my lifestyle, there's no way I'm going to want to do one career for my entire life. I will want to change it at some point, and I want to be able to do whatever the fuck I want to do. And so communication ended up being a super flexible degree that I could also get online, because like many people, I have a full-time job and I couldn't attend in-person classes. And if I had known I was going to end up being a communication major when I first started going to college, I would be like, what? I was an art history major.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
When I first started community college, I was an art history major. And yeah, but you know, I'm really happy to, I'm very close to my communications degree. But I'm very happy with that choice, because I'm not locked into anything, which is good for my personality.
So for this year, Liz and I were talking about the types of things we want to manifest for this podcast. And at first I was thinking, well, thanks Alexa for letting me know my package is here. What?
So can you look on your phone and see how many subscribers we have? Because we have a manifestation.
Yes, we do.
That we want a big, it's very big, but we are really feeling it's going to happen this year.
Yes. Okay. So,
we need to know where we're starting.
Currently it is January 20th and we are at 47,159 subscribers on Spotify. In the last year, we gained well over 30,000 on Spotify. What were we at the beginning of 2021?
I think we were around 5,000 at the beginning of 2021.
So we have a goal at the end of 2022 to hit 100,000 subscribers on Spotify. And I fully believe in us. I am not stressed. I mean, there's no stress about it. That's the thing, is the reason I think we believe so much in ourselves is because this is something we do together for fun, because we love each other and we love talking to each other about the things we talk about. So there's no stress. This is literally just like, I'm going to set this goal just because I feel like it.
Yep.
And that's what makes us so confident in it.
And we both like it. It's not, you know, like, oh, we have to get this many each month. Like we just told the universe, like, we really have a feeling. It's not even necessarily a want. Like, we just feel like that's what's going to happen. It will happen. It just is going to happen. So you know, we're just letting it happen. We have no doubt that we will reach that goal, and we will definitely be planning some super, super exciting, very cool giveaway for 100K, because holy shit, that is a big accomplishment. I can't even wrap my head around 100,000 subscribers. I mean, like we are just normal people, and I can't even imagine like I don't even, if I had to invite 30 people right now to sit in a room, like, I don't know that I could, I mean, like close friends. No.
Or even like 30, or even like, think about 100, a room of 100 people who all come and listen to sit with you, or to sit in a room and listen to you talk. Just think about that in scale of 47,000 or more people, because we've said this before. Yeah. We can't see numbers anywhere except for Spotify. Apple, we have no idea. Spotify is really the only one that gives us any type of stats. So, like, I'm going to estimate probably over 50,000 people have subscribed to us at this point, and that just blows my freaking mind. And
what also is really cool is, like, I can't think of 30 to 100 people to invite to a room right now to sit and listen to me speak, and let alone would those people be interested in what I had to say or whatever. But like, all of you guys listening, there's like 50,000 people who are, you know, like on our same vibration level, and like we're interested in the same things, and we love hearing from you guys and interacting with you guys. And it's just like, not only can I not think of 100 people who would want to listen to me, but like, we have this online community, this online coven of witches that, I don't know, there's just like this energetic bond between us that I feel like extends to the listeners. And I don't know, I like our online little coven. It makes me so happy.
Speaking of our online coven, go follow us on Instagram at the Witchful Thinking Podcast. Damn it.
Yeah.
I really just love the fact that one day we were just like, let's put Easter eggs in our episodes, and it just caught on. And like now our comments will just be full of people who have listened all the way through. I think it's so cute.
I love the Ostera eggs, and I also love seeing, so like, you know, when people are listening to old episodes, like, you guys are still going in and scrolling however far back to find these posts and comment the Ostara egg. And we see that. And thank you. We love you.
Yes. I appreciate that so much. Like, there will be people, there's actually, I meant to tell you this the other day. So I noticed on Instagram, like, cause Liz and I both are logged into the Instagram, and most of the time if I'm responding to somebody, I'll like sign my name after, like on a message, or be like, you know, dot Brooke, or like whoever I'm responding to. But so we get the same notifications, and the other day I noticed, like, randomly, I think I can't find now, but it was like a random name. Oh, here it is. Her Instagram name is, if I fuck this up, I'm so sorry. I'm not sure. It's
Shout out time.
Real it's Real Kimika. It's Kimmicka. I'm really not sure how to pronounce her name. I'm so sorry. But I kept, like, you know, her name kept popping up on my phone, and I was like, I bet this is someone looking at, like, listening to old episodes. And sure enough, like, you know, one day she like listened to like 3 episodes, and she commented all of the little Ostara eggs, and then the next day, like, she listened to 4 and she commented them, and the next day she listened to like 5 episodes and commented them. And I was like, that is so freaking cute. Like, I love it. It's just so supportive. And I don't know if we've said this before, but I don't know if I've ever loved a podcast enough to do that. And the fact that people like love our show enough to do that means so freaking much.
Yeah.
I love it. And I just feel like this show is like
It's like our love for each other manifested into something physical.
I know. I love that. I love it so much.
We didn't even get to talk about what we got each other for Christmas.
People. Okay. Yeah, we need to definitely have a little, all right. What's the saying? Side note.
Side note.
Is that what it is? We need to go off on another
tangent.
I don't know. A tangent. Sure. That works. I'm so bad with sayings. It comes up like every episode. I'm like, I know there's a saying for this.
Salty seasoned dog. Seasoned salty dog. He thinks he's a seasoned salty dog.
Oh my God. Yes, we have to pause for a moment and talk about our Christmas gifts.
Yes.
Because they were full of so much love.
They really were. We did so good this year for each other. We did so, so well.
Yeah. First of all, Brooke messaged me like, I don't know, very early prior to Christmas and asked me for measurements, and me being the procrastinator that I am, did not give her measurements until she's like, give me your measurements. I need them, after like 6 text messages of her asking me.
I literally, that's why I asked you so early. Cause I know you.
Oh, and I finally gave her my measurements and I was like, what is this for? Literally, you would think that I would have known maybe after you asked me, cause she asked me for like my shoulders, my bust, and something else.
I can't remember.
And you were like, it's not a top, like it's not a blouse, or it's, you know, you were like, it's not a top. And I was like, what? And I literally didn't get it. And she sent me a handmade, tailored, gorgeous linen green painting apron for me to keep in my studio, and it fits me perfectly because it was made with my measurements. Yes. And I don't have to tie it or anything, which you don't even know that my, like, you had no idea about this, but the apron I had previously that I was using, I literally just bought it off of Amazon, and I just wanted it to be something that I could just get messy. And but the shoulder straps, no matter how I adjust it and tie it, the shoulder straps constantly fall off like a loose bra strap. And if you wear a bra, you know how annoying that is all day to be trying to pull it up on your shoulders. And that's how it was. And this is perfect. Like, I don't have to tie it. It's so easy to take on and off. It's gorgeous. It keeps just getting softer and softer as I wear it. And when I first got it, I was like, I don't want to get paint on this. It's too pretty. And then I accidentally got paint on it one time. And I was like, well, we did it.
Yep.
We did it. And now it has paint on it, I guess, as it should. Yeah, and it was just so thoughtful and so heartfelt. And that is just it's so special to me. And you gave me another special heartfelt gift. And Brooke had, I just can't even, like,
I knew that one would surprise you.
I mean, this one made me cry. because I miss you so much. And then you just send me all of these like super meaningful, heartfelt gifts that I literally just cried on FaceTime when I opened it. Because she had an artist paint inside of a locket, like a tiny locket. I mean, what, that thing has to be the size of a nickel.
Yeah.
In like circumference, and painted my rest in peace familiar Bingley, love you, on one side, and my bestie familiar on this plane, on this side of the realm, Garf, on the other side. So my two familiar babies, like my two, like literally I have such a connection with Bingley. I've actually been like, I have felt Bingley's presence a lot more recently. And then Garf's always like right next to me because he just always wants to be, which for YouTube watchers,
Oh my God.
Is hanging out. Oh, look, and that's a picture of Bingley.
Oh.
But it's a locket with hand painted pictures of them that are literally the size of a nickel. And they look, whoa, oh my God, the detail is,
it's crazy.
Crazy. It looks like photographs are in these lockets and they're hand painted and they've got like a protective coating over them so that they will never go away. Just like literally, I received some of the most heartfelt, thoughtful gifts this year and it made me cry.
Oh my God. I knew that one was going to make you cry. And I was like, oh my God, I have to open it when she sees it.
Yeah. She was like, don't open it until I'm on the phone.
You're not allowed. Yeah. I don't know. I just really wanted to get Liz something like, well, first of all, I was going to get you something for the studio that would be really useful for you. And that was when I had asked you, I was like, okay, so like I might spoil one of your gifts, but I want to make sure that I get her something like really useful. But then I was just like, you know, like that, it wasn't like heartfelt enough. And you know, I love surprising people. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't want anyone to know what I'm getting them.
Yeah. You asked me about what do you need in the studio? And I was like, I don't know, a watering can.
I was like, I'm not getting her a friggin' watering can. Girl, please. You know me? Like, okay. This is Home Depot. Like, no. And I actually, so Victoria, if you're listening, my friend Victoria helped me figure out she helped me figure out the apron because I was like, what can I get her? Like something for painting. It has to do with painting. Like I was dead set on getting you something to do with painting. And I went from like, I was like, oh my God, could she use like a really nice, like glass or like acrylic painter's palette? Like, would she use that? Does she, I've never seen her use that in a picture. Like, I don't know what she paints on. And I was getting so panicked. And Victoria's like, get her a nice apron. And then it just in my head, it was like linen apron. Cause we love linen.
Love it.
But yeah. And I wish that we like had this cute little like gift opening ceremony for like wishful thinking, like to put us like a little mini episode. We should do that next year.
We should.
Or this year, I mean, whatever.
Yeah. Whatever year it is.
Whatever year it is. They all blur together anyways, but that'd be so cute. And Liz's present to me, I knew it was going to be artwork. First of all, I just didn't know what artwork it was going to be. First of all, it came in this massive box. So like, of course this shit comes up to my front door and I'm like,
what? You have to be watching YouTube to have seen that face.
I'm sorry, I'm so stupid. If you're watching on YouTube also, you'll be able to fully appreciate what I'm about to show you guys. But Liz sent me three art pieces. One is an original that she did just for me, which I'm going to get up and grab and show you guys on YouTube. So if you're not watching on YouTube, you should definitely go and look at the, I can't even tell what mark it would be. So sorry if you can't find this, but I just want to show these off. First of all, Liz sent me Heart So Tasty. Up top, for those
of you who wanted that one.
I love this one. Oh my God. It's just, I love that one so much. And she also sent me, don't tell me. I'm going to remember the name. You cannot tell me. In retrospect, mm-hmm. These are all on her Instagram if you want to check and see them. But that, I freaking love that one. The one up top, what is the name of this one?
That one, the woman with the banana leaves is Autumn Omen.
Autumn Omen. That's also by Liz. I had purchased that one because I was friggin' obsessed with it. And I was the one who, she was like, can you guys see me? I was like, she goes, what should I put back here? And I was like, a banana leaf. And she did it. So every time I see it, I just feel so special. But
And yeah, Brooke is the one who decide who picked those banana leaves. So that's like, yeah, if you get that piece, that's kind of a dual collaboration.
Yeah, I was part of that, damn it. And well, then she painted me an original with gouache paint. And okay, for people on YouTube, look at this. How gorgeous this is. I love it so much. And she painted it because, hold on, I'm walking away. I need to walk back. She painted this based off of a photo that I had taken with flower, it was of flowers in this vase I have, and it's a woman undressing and she's pulling her shirt up over like her nipples, I guess that would be considered, but the flowers stick out of the top of her body. And I had taken this photo with my sunset lamp, and the vase was full of flowers, and she painted it like it literally, like I've compared it to the photo, all the little like divots and petals and everything in the shadows, like she literally painted it perfectly. And
I added a couple of extra, I took a few liberties because I wanted the flowers to breach the border.
Oh yeah.
And I wanted it to do that on at least two sides. So I took some liberty on some of them, but otherwise I tried to match it as perfectly as possible. And the flowers, the picture you took, it's on your Instagram. It just so beautifully, like, I love the shadow that the flowers cast on your wall and the color that the sunset lamp gave. Mm-hmm. It was like, I just thought it was stunning. And I told you one day, I was like, you should send me that. I want to use it for, inspiration. And I did use it for inspiration with a digital piece that I designed during like around the Women's March of 2021, and it's called My Nasty Woman Design, and I have that one on my website. But what I didn't tell her when she sent me that is that I was gonna paint it for her. Yes. And send it to you.
I love it so much, and it's extra special to me too, because the flowers that were in that vase, what they were my first like bouquet from Jackson, and that was like a really big deal for me because no man had ever gotten me flowers out of nowhere just to do it. And he was the first person that ever did that. And he didn't even know how much I love flowers yet. So like the fact that like, and Liz knew that. And like, so she painted this knowing how special these flowers are to me. And it's just so, just the best. Like, oh my God, we just spoil each other. What the
I know.
Love you. I love us. I love our love.
Me too.
Yay.
Brooke is going to be a certified Liz Thurston art museum one day. Mm-hmm. I mean just by default.
Yes. I literally
at some point you can charge entry to your home and just like charge people to have tours.
I think I'm gonna once I buy that fan and I hang that fan up on my wall, it's over for you hoes.
It is over for you bitches.
Over for you, bitch. Like the fact that I'm just obsessed. I am 100% obsessed because just everything that Liz does, it's just so good. I've always loved all of her artwork ever since we were like 18 years old, and she would paint for like art class on my bed. Like you literally painted that entire, what the fuck, a fungus or something you were painting?
I was painting some mushrooms growing on a tree, and it was from the perspective of like if you were a squirrel who had climbed up the tree and then you were climbing back down the tree and there were mushrooms like popping out towards the bottom of the tree and you were still on it looking down, that was the perspective. So I painted mushrooms growing on a tree from a squirrel's perspective of climbing down,
and it was so good.
And I just painted that shit on your bed when we were hanging out.
Yeah.
Because it was probably, I don't remember, but most likely I started it that night and it was due the next day.
You did.
Because that's how all of my assignments went, including art. Like I would crank that shit out. We'd have 2 weeks to do something and I would leave it until the day before and literally paint a whole painting in one night.
Yeah. I remember that too. I definitely think that's what it was because I remember you repetitively doing like with different colors, just doing the same shape over and over. And you're just like, should have done this like weeks ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, I will always, there is no one that's ever going to take my spot as Liz's biggest art supporter. And like, I dare you, because I will beat you. So nobody try me, because I will fight you over it and I will win.
How lucky am I to have you as my biggest supporter, though?
Oh my God, I love you so much, my little primrose.
You made me cry for no reason.
Oh my God, dude, there's, for those of you who are listening on Apple Podcasts, there was someone who left us a review, and it was so heartwarming. It was like, I love them and I love their love for each other. And I was like,
oh, this is what happens. This is what happens when two cancers end up being best friends.
Yes.
Because there's lots of crying and love.
Yeah. But you know what? I think you're the only water sign friend I have that, like, I typically do feel like with other water signs, I have butted heads with them like multiple times. Because, and like, you know, or like maybe we step around each other's feelings too often. And, you know, besides when we were like 20 years old and all, like, everything happened when we didn't talk to each other, like, we just don't argue and we don't hurt each other's feelings. And
other than we were going through traumatic
events after traumatic event.
And I just didn't even know how to exist at that point, let alone talk to people. Fuck. Yeah. It was a bad time.
You know what we should do for an episode? I have really been reading a lot about this. We should talk about friendship breakups.
Because we went through that.
Yeah, we had one when we were like little tots.
I know.
Little toddlers.
Little babies.
Practically, we were. We were 20 years old. We were infants.
Yeah. Oh my God. Holy shit. But also, that was only 6 years ago, and it feels like lifetimes ago.
Yeah, it does. It feels like two decades ago.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
That would be a good one. Because I think we have a good perspective on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously, now, like, you're like a piece of my soul. Like, you know, I love you. So I think we should do an episode on that.
I think we should too. I definitely think so. I would say, well, I was going to make the Ostar egg, the two girls holding hands, but we'll wait till the end to pick the real Ostar egg because anyways, if you listened this far, you don't need to go comment that. We're not ready yet. We're not done.
Psych. Oh, do we want to talk about, okay, so, I don't know what's wrong with me. So there is, I asked Brooke the other day, is there anybody who you would love, die to have on the podcast? And maybe it's like a manifestation that's like not ever going to happen. Like maybe this person is really famous and it's like asking Miley Cyrus to be on the podcast, you know, kind of a thing. I don't know. So like, is there anybody who you would love to have on the podcast? But you're thinking like, that's probably not going to happen. And maybe, who knows, maybe years down the line that will manifest itself and I asked you that because I have somebody in mind that I would love to have on the podcast. And she is so busy. She is booked out like 5 years. She is a psychic medium and her name is Laura Lynn Jackson. I have talked about her, I think a handful of times on the show. I read her two books, The Light Between Us and Signs. And that was, reading those was really like the entryway of me coming into my spirituality and witchcraft. And she really, I don't think I'll ever be done with the grieving process. I think I will grieve to some extent for my entire life over the traumatic loss that we had. You were there too at 18. And she was really someone who was so comforting to me and really helped me through the grieving process in a big way. And she is booked like 5 years out for a reading. She did a Netflix show. She's a part of the Forever Family Foundation, and they're a group that like does, you have to pass like 8 triple or quadruple blind tests. And you have to pass all of them in order to be certified. So like, they really want to make sure that these people have these gifts, and that they're not just faking it, you know. And she, I just love her because she always says, I'm the anti-business model because I want to teach you how to do what I do. You don't need me. And she was like, I know that's like, I'm telling people not to have to, you know, book my service by saying you can do it. But she's like, you really can. Everybody can talk to their loved ones, their pets, their friends on the other side. And it's so beautiful how she describes how we're connected. And something that I can visualize is she's like, imagine a string of light is tied to you and a loved one. And when that loved one passes to the other side, that string of light is still there. It doesn't go away. And so I like to still think of all these strings of light coming out of me that are still attached to people that I love that have passed. And it's just beautiful to me. So if I could manifest any person on this podcast that I don't know if it'll ever happen one day, it would be Laura Lynn Jackson.
I really want to read The Light Between Us because you have mentioned it so many times. And every time you tell me about it, like you give me a different like anecdote about it or something that you learned from it. And every time it just sounds so interesting and I'm about to like put it in my
beautiful. It is a beautiful book. It did so many great things for me. And it's a quick read. Like I think it's 200 to 300 pages. I read it in like 2 nights and I'm a slow reader. I'm not a fast reader. I ate that shit up. It was amazing.
I ate that shit up. Delicious spiritual shit. Spiritual shit. Speaking of spiritual shit, most likely if you listen to this podcast, you also listen to Spiritual Shit by Aaliyah Lovely. I've been listening.
I love her show.
I love her. I literally love her. And I've like talked to her before because we had posted something on Instagram about being able to see on Chartable, we could see where we were and we were right beside her. And I freaked out because I was like, oh my God, we love her.
That is mind blowing, which by the way, actually on my way home this afternoon, I was listening to her episode 142. Have you ever lost a pet? Speaking with animals.
Oh, yes.
I was literally just listening to that.
Yes. Oh my God. And she like, I have listened to her for like 2 years. I love her voice. I remember the first episode I ever listened of hers. It was about her beginning out, like her when she started out as a photographer. And this was over a year ago that I listened to it. So I can't remember the all of the details of it, but I just remember I listened to it twice because the things that she was saying just really resonated with me. And just like the way that she put herself out there was something that she had no idea what she was doing. And just like, she's incredible. And
yeah,
I just love her. She just seems so fucking cool.
Yeah. I wish all of my audiobooks could be narrated by her.
Oh yeah.
All of my meditations could be narrated by her.
Yes.
I could listen to her voice all day.
Can she be our podcast? Like, mom, can she be like our podcast mentor?
I would love to have her on our show or us on her show or both.
Aaliyah, girl, if you listen to both of these podcasts, please go comment,
go blow up her Instagram and tell her to message us.
Because okay, though, the thing is though, I have seen on her post people tag us in her comments and they're like, my two favorite podcasts need to do an episode together. And I'm like, please.
Oh my God. I will lose my shit.
She's just so cool. And she's
so cool.
She just has like the best insight. I love her voice. She's funny. Yeah. She reminds me of her attitude reminds me of ours, as like, you know, I mean, her podcast is literally called Spiritual Shit. Like, it's very casual. And it was cracking me up the other day because on her story, some listener was like trying to chew her out and say that like she was like fake spiritual or something, or like inappropriate for her show being called Spiritual Shit. And I'm like, no, like if anything, she makes this type of stuff accessible to people who are intimidated by it, by just being like, what's your podcast about? Oh, you know, spiritual shit, like whatever, like literally. And I just think she's so cool. And another person I would love to have on the podcast is another, she's an author and she also has her own podcast, Sahara Rose. I love her. I think one, she is beautiful, like just inside and out. And she also, the reason I learned about her was, I was reading an Ayurvedic cookbook by her, and the cookbook is called, I'm going to look it up. Hold on. Let's see. This was over a year ago that I read this.
Is her podcast The Highest Self Podcast?
Yep, she is. Yeah, she's the host of The Highest Self Podcast. Again, another person who has a great voice. Yes, her book is called Eat, Feel Fresh, and it is a cookbook that's just all about contemporary plant-based Ayurvedic cooking. And if you don't know what Ayurveda is, it's definitely something that I really want to get deep into at some point this year on this podcast. I want to talk with some like holistic practitioners at some point, but Ayurvedic cooking, it's based on eating to have like balancing your doshas. So like your doshas are pitta, kapha, and vata. And most people are like either bi-doshic, which is like maybe you're two of them, like kapha pitta or kapha vata, whatever, or some people are just like one. And what that means is, if you are primarily like vata, like I'm primarily vata, and that means that like I'm typically like a drier person. Like my skin's very dry, I have like stomach issues, I'm very vata heavy, so I eat to like appease vata, and like I eat to just balance out. I'm not an expert by any means. I've just read like a bunch of cookbooks on it, but like, I think the basis of it is like eating to balance your doshas. It's never because you lack in a doshic area. It's always because I think if someone is listening to this and you want to correct me, please feel free. I think it's, you're not eating to make up for a lack of balance in a dosha. You're eating to balance out an overproduction of one of the doshas. So like I have a lot of issues with my digestion and like constipation and stuff like that. So like I'm, because that's like a vata imbalance, I eat to like balance out my vata, if that makes sense. My point is, she is an expert on this shit, and this is the type of person that like I would really love to learn from on the podcast, because there's so much information and like it's so overwhelming. And I might have said stuff wrong, like I could have. I've read so much about it, I honestly think that I may have just said something wrong. But you know, because like when you read something over and over and over, and then like you forget what you're talking about. Anyway, yeah. The point is, like, I'm just very interested in it. And I'm very passionate about it, and I think it's really cool. And I'm really just trying to balance like my gut health out this year. And that's part of what I'm doing, is just trying to learn about Ayurvedic eating and just taking care of my body. And she's definitely somebody that I would love to have on the show. Just because I don't know. It's really, I don't know how to go about asking people to be on the show, because everyone's asked us. So I'm like, how do we go about this?
I know. Maybe we should just put ourselves out there and ask. And maybe we should just ask. And if they don't get back to us, that's fine. Because I understand, I mean, just like our inbox It's very hard to get through messages, and you never know. I mean, you know, it could just get lost in the inbox. And if they don't write back, like, no hard feelings, they may have just not seen it or gotten to it. And maybe we could try again later, or maybe the listeners end up blowing up their Instagrams to message us back or something. But you know, the worst they can say is no, or not see it, and we ask again later.
Yeah, that's the, you know, and that is what it is. And we totally get that because we deal with that every day. Like, our inboxes are full and we have jobs and we have lives, and you know, we relate. So it is what it is. Speaking of which, if you are a listener who like has a podcast, or, you know, you're someone who has reached out in the past like 2 weeks or so about having people on as guests, like, I'm talking about like people who reach out on behalf of like someone else. I haven't yet started booking our guests for 2022, but I already have 5 lined up. I just haven't officially booked them. So we're not trying to have a bunch every month because it kind of got really busy and like difficult for us around the holidays, but we do want to have guests on. And I don't know, I kind of want to like also invite like some of our friends on this year for fun. Like, I want Kayla to come back on so that we can do like a clairvoyant, like all the Claires. I want to do an episode with her about that. I want to like have Victoria on at some point. Like, and people are like, I don't know what I talk about. I'm like, it doesn't matter. Like, literally, you're just here to have fun.
Just be you. Just be you. And the conversation starts flowing, and none of this is scripted at all. Like, we don't, I mean, sometimes our episodes, you know, have points we want to hit and we have outlines. And sometimes you may have heard us say we're shooting the shit. Mm-hmm. And we're just free flowing. We're just going with it and seeing where the conversation takes us. And yeah, so we have a lot of ideas, a lot of fun things that we want to do this year. We just started looking into like sponsors. So, mm-hmm. you know, ads being in the podcast. And I think there's probably a lot of different opinions about that. I mean, we definitely, you know, there are certain things that we don't want to use as ads. But also this is so much fun. It's also a lot of work. And if it could pay some of the bills, especially like in 2-3 years time, if this is just like, you know, even like, if it would just be amazing for the amount of love we have for this podcast and the amount of work that goes into it, for it to pay some of the expenses. So that's something that you can expect in the next coming months too, is we're working on sponsors and monetizing the podcast.
Exactly. And we will never partner with a sponsor that we don't believe in or that we don't agree with. I know that some people get like, you know, annoyed at ads and stuff, which like I understand, but you know, also at the end of the day, like, you are getting this like free content and no one pays us to take time out of our week to make this. And I will do it regardless of if I'm getting paid or not, but it's nice. It is nice to not have to, it would just be nice, you know, 'cause like, you got to think like, we pay for our RSS feed so that we can have our podcast on so many different platforms all over the internet. And the reason that like merch is so great is because when you guys purchase merch, you are directly keeping this podcast on like on the internet, because the merch money goes straight to paying for that bill. So like, that's the type of stuff that's really great, and we like really appreciate it. Oh, I meant to make an announcement about this back in December. For anyone who was subscribed to the Cosmic Coven, we put that on hiatus because it was getting really difficult during the holidays for both of us to sit down separately and like record individually an extra episode. And I turned off all like auto pay functions. So anyone who was paying per month $5, if you had paid in December, it was refunded to your account and you should not have been charged after, I think, the last episode. So if you were, please let me know. And I will try and get in touch with the Ko-fi like help account or whatever it is, because our Ko-fi account is gone. Like there's no subscription, so you have nothing to be charged for. But I totally forgot to like make an announcement because I just turned it off and I was like, okay, no one else is going to get charged for it. But yeah, so if anyone was wondering where that was, it was just, I love it, but it was like a lot.
We got a little in over our heads. And there's a potential for that kind of thing to come back, or it may be a little different in the future. But with as busy as life got, and there was so much happening in Brooke and I's day jobs, it just ended up, I really had fun doing it, and I think it's a great thing. We just at this point in time do not have enough time to do that, is what we realized. So thank you so much for everybody who joined that and supported us. We love you so much for listening to that. And I loved hearing the feedback and the comments. And I mean, what Brooke and I talked about in June when I was in Richmond is, you know, a manifestation of ours is the possibility of this podcast being so successful one day that like we could be part-time podcasters or full-time podcasters. And if there's at that time, if there's ever a instance where we can scale back our day jobs and like full in go creative podcasters, like then we would have more time to release more episodes a week and do things like a Patreon or a Ko-fi. But at this point in time, we're not there yet. But if you're sad, don't think that it might never come back, because
it might. It's just, you know, there's a lot going on, and
we are only two people with 24 hours in a day.
Yeah, we're only two people, and Liz pretty much works for herself now, so she has to really delegate her time a specific way. And I also, like, I'm the head of a
department. Brooke's running a whole ass department.
A whole department now. Like, I have juniors. Like, I have to take care of my babies. Like, I gotta look out for them. So yeah, but
oh my God. We hope you understand.
Yeah, we hope you guys understand. I have very high hopes for this year. I think that it's just going to continue being great. There is no point in time where we've been recording this podcast where I've ever just been like, this is not worth it. This is more trouble than it's worth. Not a single time. Even when Liz and I were, even when we lost our pets and we were grieving, even when our relationships went up in flames, even when like all hell was breaking loose in our lives, there was not one moment where I was like, I don't even want anything to do with this anymore. Sometimes, yeah. You know, we had to take breaks because I don't want to sit on our podcast and cry all the time.
Yeah, we don't want that to be like the regular content. Yeah.
What? Listen to this show. These two girls just cry all the time. It's so hot. But yeah, like I don't know. Isn't it crazy to think this is the second, is this the second year?
You started it in April of 2019.
Wait, no. I think I started in April of 2020. No.
Yeah, it was 2019.
Oh my.
Yeah, it's been it's almost 2 years.
No. There's no way, because it couldn't have been 2019.
Did you start this when the pandemic was already happening?
I started it right before the pandemic, but I was living in April 2020 was when.
Okay. I remember it was April 11th. But for some reason, I thought it was 2019. Okay, so it's only been a year.
What?
Wait, what year is it?
It's 2022.
Oh, shit.
So I started
almost been 2 years.
I'm looking at our podcast and I'm trying to figure out. So how many episodes were there until I stopped doing it by myself. I'm trying to find out.
Oh yeah. And when you were posting, when I had first joined, I was going by, I was a incognito
Rose.
My name was Rose.
Oh my God, Liz, I didn't even last a whole month, I don't think, without you. You were...
Oh, yeah. I thought you had already been doing it for a little while for some reason.
Wait, I was, and then I didn't make the Instagram until after I'd posted a few episodes.
Maybe, yeah.
That probably makes sense, because if you look at the Witchful Thinking episodes and you like sort them from newest to oldest, the oldest one, wait, hold on, where's the oldest? Okay, the oldest one, oh my God, no, it started in January of 2020.
Oh, okay.
So January,
wait, February. So we just hit our 2 year this month. We just hit our 2 year anniversary.
On January 29th, we will hit 2 years.
The 29th?
Yeah, that's when the first episode was posted. And then the first one that you were on was it was April 22nd. Aura's No
Your True Color. I joined in April.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what it is. Wow.
Oh my God.
2 years. Holy shit.
2 years, dude. I'm like going back through right now and I'm reading our titles: A Messy Lunar Eclipse, Anti-Independence Day, Kanye West for President, episode 21. What the Hell is a Starseed, episode 26. Oh my God. Pulling Our Dead Baby Teeth. Oh my God, that your freaking baby tooth.
Yeah, and for listeners who listen to that episode, I still have it in my mouth. Don't come for me.
2 years. That is. And then, oh my God, the iconic Getting Our Serotonin Where We Can, episode 35. Oh, that is just so pure. Are you?
I love looking back on the podcast and where it started and where it's come to. And you know what, I just think that this year, I'm not going to say that this is like going to be the best year ever, because the past 2 years have been insane, but I think that we are both very much in alignment right now, and things are really starting to fall into place for both of us at the same time, no surprise. And that would include our joint creative venture, the podcast. And I think that's what it is we don't have expectations like at all. Things are just happening, good things. And they're just naturally coming because we're not super hyper controlling this. We're not relying on this. We're like, this is just fun. And since we are letting the universe take this where it goes, I think that's what has put the podcast in alignment with us.
Yeah, exactly. Because we've just relinquished control and
just let it go where it's going to go.
We just let it go. We have just let it go. And it's been nice. And I love us. And I'm so happy we have each other. We have this podcast. And we have all of you guys. Also, I can't figure out when the hell ratings became a thing on Spotify, because we have 116 ratings on Spotify, and when I found it like a week ago, we were at like 70, and I was like, how have people been rating us when I didn't even have a rate button?
I didn't know that was a thing either until you texted me and you were like, did you know you can rate things on Spotify? No, I did not.
Like, what? Currently, we are at 4.7 stars, 116 ratings on Spotify. So thank you for rating us.
Yes. Maybe that should be the Ostara egg for today's episode, is the star emoji. And if you feel so inclined to do, if you feel inclined to do so, that's the phrase I'm looking for. Head over to Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can give us like a review and like write something if you want. But if you are a Spotify listener, you can just go quick, give us some stars, bing, boom, bop. And give us as many stars as you want. But that could be the Ostara egg for today's episode, is a star. Because we just figured out that Spotify allows you to rate people with stars.
Yes, exactly. And I'm going right now to our show on Apple Podcasts. I'm trying to see if I can. I've never, like, I don't like Apple Music. I can't figure out how to read any. I can't figure out how to do anything on Apple Podcasts. This is stressing me out. I don't even like it. I don't know. I can't figure it out. Whatever. Stressed. Okay. Anyways, people, we'll be back next Wednesday with a brand new episode for you. And in the meantime, go follow us on Instagram at the Witchful Thinking Podcast. Yeah, I don't have anything else for you right now. We'll be back though.
Bye.